Okay, this is a poem about character, basically. A lot of my poems turn out to be about people, characters that I've met. And this one's called What the Old Armenian Taught Me. I lived with an Armenian family for several years when I was a kid and went out with one of four daughters in the family. And the older folks had come from the old country and survived the massacres in Armenia back in the early part of the 20th century. Anyways, their father's name was Miran, and he was a character. I think he had it in for me. He didn't really like me very much because I used to stay up late at night in the living room with his daughter making funny noises and stuff. So this is a poem about his death. I'll admit that I don't think he died, but I imagined that he died and how I would feel about it. So it's called What the Old Armenian Taught Me. One little thing, there's mention of a Middle Eastern word called arak, which is a very strong vodka-like drink, real strong. When Miran finally died, I imagine all his cronies came, the restless Turk and Lebanese sipping the harsh arak, the Jew eyeing the plush, mysterious oriental rugs on which the daughters sit weeping, but inwardly relieved. 10 years I prowled his parlor in the velvet dark for his youngest olive daughter's breasts, and what he must have heard while snoring in the next room from the dead did not endear him to this strange America. He tried to teach me cooking and how to ease the ancient secrets from a carpet. He had a blind wish to make me dance. Guzzling whiskey, he watched TV and me from his one good eye. His daughters, all like wives, ran his life between the shows. Now I imagine the relatives and friends in the parlor after he's been laid to rest, mustached, somber, and rumpled suits, the odor of garlic and rich sorrow. And after the recitation of his few virtues, after coffee, arak, and tears, a mysterious gesture rises, and the men begin the dance, dignified, heads thrown back and serious. And though the music rarely changes its silver, oriental tempo, each man separates and whirls, until finally it's the oldest man in the middle, the mad Armenian taking flight, foolish, drunk, and sweating. He is proud. He is everywhere dancing. You know that dance that Middle Easterners do, they get around? It's like a hora. It's dance around the circle, and usually the oldest or the drunkest gets down and does kneels down and does a kazatsky. You know what that is? Well, if I were a little drunker, I'd do it. But.